Lightning protection for buildings. On average, there are 2,000 thunderstorms occurring at any one time around the world, with about 100 lightning strikes every second. A lightning bolt heats up the air around it to 30,000 Celsius degrees, 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. No wonder that in a split second, a lightning strike can cause severe damage to a building structure and its internal electronic systems and appliances, as well as put our lives and health at risk. A typical lightning protection system includes lightning rods, metal conductors, and grounding. Lightning rods. Their function is to intercept a lightning strike before it hits the building itself. These are usually vertical or horizontal rods made of galvanized or stainless steel or copper, installed along the ridge and edges of the roof, as well as on a chimney stack. Additionally, all metal roof fixtures have to be bonded to the rods, especially such good conductors as antenna masts, ladders, gutters, ventilators, etc. Down conductors. All the air terminals are connected together by down conductors, which provide a safe path for the current to flow towards the earth termination system. The air made of galvanized steel, copper, or aluminium and come in the form of a tape braid, stranded wire, or solid round wire. Typically, they are fixed and tightened by means of turnbuckles and anchor bolts. There should be at least 2 downlights placed symmetrically at the opposite corners of the building, away from windows and doors. Grounding. Down conductors are then joined by test joints with ground conductors, leading directly to ground electrodes. Earth termination consists of metal elements, which are the last link in the lightning protection chain, safely dispersing the lightning energy within the ground. Foundation earth electrodes are mostly the reinforcement bars in the strip foundation or waterworks. The ring electrode is a hoop iron in the form of a steel tape, arranged horizontally around the building at a depth of about 0.5 meter, no closer than 1 meter from the external walls. Another solution is to use vertical earth electrodes, that is, metal rods driven into the ground and connected to down conductors. Equipotential bonding. It means grounding of exposed metalwork in the building or nearby, such as an electrical system, water and gas pipes, or electrical equipment metal enclosures. It is done to avoid any dangerous sparking, the so-called site flashes, that are caused by the difference in potential between internal systems and the external lightning protection system. Surge suppressors. They are installed at the building's main circuit or fuse panel to minimize electrical surges during a lightning strike, thereby preventing electrical fires and damages to electronic devices. One can also protect household appliances by simply unplugging them during a thunderstorm. Lightning protection systems are undoubtedly worth investing in. Though they do not prevent lightning strikes, they definitely help to minimize their devastating effects. One should remember that high-voltage lightning currents always take the shortest and most direct, that is, the one of least resistance, path to ground.